Playhouse, Y94. So, can you imagine going to somebody's place and maybe they're a new romantic interest to you and you're looking around and like, man, this house or this apartment, this is over. We can't be together. I don't like insert thing here. Well, if so, you're not alone. 23% of us say we've actually lost interest in someone, apparently, just because of something in their home. Now, the most common thing, not shocking, is dirty or smelly, followed by they had some sort of weird belonging or collection that kind of left them feeling the other way, or obvious signs that they'd had a lot of dates over there. Like, say you go and you see a bunch of women's underwear on this floor, mm-hmm. or a bunch of wrappers from contraceptives. You're going to go, oh, you have a lot of company and maybe not want to be there. Or women's hairbrush or makeup at a guy's place. You might be like, was there another woman here? These are the kinds of red flags people see, and they're like, I'm done just because of stuff I saw in their home. So have you ever seen something that was like an at-home turnoff for you? Walked into somebody's place, and you're like, this isn't going to work for me because of something about their home. Either of you ever been there?
There was one guy. We went back to his house, our apartment, and he had this, like, cabinets? It's not a cabinet. I don't know. It was just from like floor to ceiling and it had all his DVDs shelving. A bookshelf full of DVDs. And he was like proudly displaying how many DVDs he had. And he was like, pick a movie. Look how many I have. You can watch whatever. Who even watches DVDs anymore?
So you didn't like that he had a movie collection?
I did not like it. And then he was so proud of it.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of people with that anymore. It seems like most people are transitioning to the stream.
It seemed outdated.
Yeah. So you lost interest because he had 1,000 movies or whatever.
I really did, yeah.
And they're probably worth $5 if you went and turned them in. They give you nothing for that stuff these days.
Why did you have all those?
Nothing. You ever walk into a guy's place and go, I don't know about this?
Yeah, there was this guy, and I think it was maybe our third or fourth date, but it was the first time I had seen his house. And he was sort of like a really aggressive personality and nice, but kind of weirdly aggressive. And I could tell there was something I couldn't put my finger on. But when I went to his house, I knew right away. He was like one of those people who always wanted to be like a movie character or some sort of like weird do-gooder. He had like nunchucks and like swords and like machetes, but he had them like on his wall.
Well, that's terrifying.
Displays.
Wait, he wanted to be a good doer, is how you describe him?
A superhero.
Well, like, that's kind of what he would like came off as. Like, you know, if things go wrong, I'm clearly prepared. With your nunchucks? Great.
Listen, you think it's funny, but there was ever a ninja that broke into that place, he'd have been ready.
Well, and that's the thing that, so like, he had all these things. But he was like in his like first like beginner what kids take in Taekwondo. So he was just starting off. But like, so I could tell like he was, you know, maybe watched too much Karate Kid as a child and was striving to be something.
Man, don't you hate that when you amass yourself a machete and nunchuck collection and you still haven't even taken Taekwondo yet? Oh, I hate when that happens.
And he had one of those kind of those big, you know, those geisha fans?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he like... But he made it himself?
No.
Like, he was just like a weird, weird guy. I don't even know. I continued to date him for a little bit after that. I did.
I'm judging you on that now.
Then you guys had a little Netflix and chill, watched Pokemon the movie and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was pretty good. I don't know much more past that, unfortunately. I can't say I can relate to the idea of ever walking into somebody's home and being immediately turned off, because I was always just happy to be invited. So I... Yes, I think honestly it's probably more of a woman judging a guy thing, I think.
I don't know. I wonder if a guy has ever walked into my apartment and been like, what is going on here?
Yours is pretty clean and like...
It's clean, nice. But sometimes like I'll bring out my recorder.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, I mean if they walked in now, they'd be like, there's another guy here. So that might be weird. That might be strange. Your at-home turnoff, can you relate to that at all? Hello?
At this guy's house, I saw a pile of toenails next to his bed. It was
yum.
So disgusting. Like giant yellow toenails. And to make it even worse, it was a giant pile. Like he clearly had a good year or two's worth of them, like just laying there.
Yeah, me. giant year's worth of yellow giant toenails with dirt laying on there. Probably all cracked and nasty.
I know exactly. He was laying in bed and he like must pick at his nails and just puts it right there on his nightstand or whatever. Clean that up.
And it was in a cup, she said, right? So can you imagine if he accidentally drank out of that cup and he got a mouthful of toenails?
She's going to throw up. Amy, the garbage.
Whew. Toenails is what gets you.
Stop. Anything gross gets me.
But that's not, I feel like there's been much grosser than toenails.
The hair in the mouth always gets her too.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Is it because you can imagine a mouthful?
I could feel what it would feel like to have toenails go down your throat.
What?
I could tell. I just could tell in my throat.
You got an impressive imagination. I say that. What would it feel like?
It would be spiky. You couldn't feel it going down. Little slivers.
Most people have soft nails, so it wouldn't be super hard.
No.
What impressed me about her story is how yellowed they
were. Stop.
Yeah. Do you think they were yellow on his feet, too, or do you think they're yellow from sitting in the cup for an extended period of time?
Yellow from his feet.
I think he may be a smoker.
Do they get yellow toenails?
I think they get yellow nails.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
But is it just fingernails?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I guess I've never really done this kind of nail research before, but it is interesting. Your at-home turnoff, you went to their place, you saw this thing, and you went, I'm not sure this is going to work. 237, it's text Playhouse 35270, 835, playing Maroon 5, it's Memories.
Here's to the ones that we got.
It's Playhouse, Y94. Talking about like at-home turnoffs. You walk into somebody's house and then you're like, ooh, I don't know if I can be attracted to you because I saw this. We did see quite a few come in.
Yeah, somebody said the smell of cat pee.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, my friend told me about a guy she was on a date with. They were going to watch a movie at his place since everything was shut down. She said he showed her his second bedroom and it was full of My Little Pony stuff. He even had posters on the walls with the pony of the and the autograph of the actress who played that character. Huh. That's a brony.
Yeah.
Like that's a brony for sure.
Or do you think he's just stuck on childhood memories?
No.
Could definitely be it, but I do think the general term is, as Jamie was saying, if you're a grown man, you like them My Little Ponies, you're a brony.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing to be ashamed of. You be a brony if you want to be, but I think you got to maybe be up front with that if you're going to bring somebody home.
Are they like attracted to them?
No, I think they just like the show, don't they? I think you're thinking maybe confusing it with furries.
Yeah, I think bronies, though, they're
into the ponies?
They like to dress. No, I think they like to dress up as them. But, you know, there's some pretty cool bronies out there.
I can imagine there's levels of bronies. There's got to be a guy that just enjoys watching the show.
Yeah.
It's a show, yeah?
Well, it started off as show and then toys and then you're brushing their tails.
Well merchandised product. It really is. Mm-hmm. That thing you saw at their place got kind of turned off?
Oh, gosh. He was a 28-year-old man with posters of women all over his wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like all over the apartment, in the kitchen, on the refrigerator, in the bathroom. Like posters that he would have up. Like Weird Science. Like, as if he was a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, I mean, if he's, like, a grown man, you go in there and it's all these, like, you'd think he'd be, like, a preteen boy with all these on his wall. That might be a little weird.
Yeah, agreed.
Posters in general. I feel like there's an age limit on posters, and I don't know what it is. At some point, though, it's got to be a good, there's a reason you keep that poster, and it's probably going to be, like, framed, like, if you're an adult.
Yeah.
You just can't be tacking them to your wall anymore at some point.
Yeah, true.
And I don't know what that cutoff is, but it's...
I don't know either. It's weird.
Earlier
After
than that.
After high school.
Yeah, I mean, I even give you college.
I think in college you frame them.
I'd give you college, I think. What framed poster would you have had in college?
None, because I don't need posters.
You
I'm not a child.
And stuff. Well, in college, we're talking about college now. You said high school
Yeah,
college.
But still, I feel like once you... Okay, fine. Out of college, you kind of become sophisticated.
I think I had a David Beckham poster when I was in college that was framed.
And when do you become sophisticated?
Well, I haven't got there yet, so I'll let you know.
I imagine you would have, like, a neon cat poster.
What?
Like, it'd be a cat, and he'd be, like, around a disco ball. He's probably got headphones on and DJing on, like, a retro turntable.
And it says, have the perfect night.
The perfect party.
Oh, that's good.
The perfect party. That's what I imagine's in your house.
No, but I want it now.
Was there any other ones that came in at home turnoffs?
Yeah, somebody said excessive pet hair on furniture. I have a lab, so I'm used to the pet hair, but when there's an actual layer of hair and they clearly don't keep on cleaning it off, that is kind of gross when they do something like that. Someone else said they went into a home with a female that had a large adult collection of toys.
Ew. Yeah, I suppose at some point, like if it's in one of those, you know those buckets you buy from like Home Depot and Menards?
Yeah.
For like tile work and stuff, those giant plastic buckets?
I don't think that's what she had
Yeah,
in.
But if it could fill that, that's probably too
well,
many.
Well, and sometimes if they're out and displayed, they can be really intimidating. You could be like, oh, I can't provide that level of excitement.
Ah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
My mind didn't really go there, but yeah, I suppose that is accurate. Celebrity Sizzler in a couple of minutes on the show, including Jason Sudeikis. We were talking just the other day about how bad we all felt for him because the poor guy, Olivia Wilde's moving in with Harry Styles on Valentine's Day. It was probably tough for him, right? You know, I think he's doing okay. What's going on with Jason Sudeikis in less than 10 minutes?